We are at Lake Merritt in Oakland, California. Just beautiful mix of birds out here in the water around us, some gulls flying over, some geese walking across the parking lot behind us, and we just came down here to see some birds today.
David Lucas loves listening for birds. His eyes brighten when his ears perk up. As a naturalist, he's always listening for more than the call itself. He's looking for the meaning behind it.
Every time a bird vocalizes, it's revealing its location to a potential predator. It's risking its life, which means it has something to say that's important to it. So whenever a bird says something, I'm always looking and thinking about what the context is.
As a guide and author of many books about birds, Lucas likes to teach people how to listen. Today, we've met for a lesson, so we approach a flock of geese.
Well, look at this. See, they don't even pay attention to us at all.
So we edge a little closer.
This is very peaceful. They're just quietly murmuring to each other. There's no sign of danger. There's no alarm happening. There's no confrontations happening. There's no threat from outside.
Since these geese along the waterfront have decided we're not very interesting, we decide to head deeper into the gardens. Lake Merritt is a special place to listen for birds. Some of the pioneering research of Luis Baptista, the former curator of ornithology at the California Academy of Sciences, was done here.
And he was doing work with the dialects of white-crowned sparrows. The dialects are really varied for each region, and when they migrate, they maintain their dialect. And you could stand here in this park and listen to birds and tell what part of the Western United States they came from. And just at Point Reyes alone, there's six dialects of white-crowned sparrows just in a small area like that.
Recognizing bird dialects is very advanced, so we try for something easier.
Here comes our bush tits now coming in. We have a whole flock of bush tits that just came through, and they're very noisy. They're constantly making contact calls with each other. That's all the little chipping. They're in groups of 20, 30 birds. They stay together through the winter. They're just constantly moving through the landscape from bush to bush. And so these are constant contact calls to maintain flock cohesion as they move through space. Can see it moving through the bushes like an amorphous little amoeba. And right now what they're doing is they're all heading over there, and they probably have a spot where they sleep in the same bush every night, and they're all leading each other in that direction because it's getting time to buckle in for the night.
Birdsong can convey a lot more than just, "Is it time for bed yet?" Birds give away how old they are. Older birds have more sophisticated songs. Also, if they're healthy. Whether they're carrying a lot of parasites or were sick during crucial phases of development, if they are looking for a mate, if they're defending a territory, if they are well-fed. Scientists have discovered that songbirds can even communicate across species if they've spotted a predator, and what kind of predator that is. In fact, birdsong is so advanced, neurologists study it as a model for human speech. For the human learner, picking up birdsongs can be difficult, so Lucas recommends watching for the interactions, noticing what is happening in the scene, a scene that you, yourself, are a part of.
They're responding to you in some way. They're not just this feathered thing flying off in a distance, but they're actually interacting with you and watching you.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.